Lesson 2. Heavenly Father has a body. Primary 1 Manual. I am a child of God. Purpose. To help each child understand that Heavenly Father is a real person with a perfected body of flesh and bones, and that we are made in His image. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study John chapter 14, verse 9. Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22. Moses, chapter 2, verse 27. And Joseph Smith, History, chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. See also Gospel Principles, 31110, chapter 1. 2. Materials needed. A. A Bible and a pearl of great price. B. Paper and crayons for each child. C. A small mirror. D. Picture 1-3, Jesus the Christ, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 240-62572. Picture 1-4, The First Vision, Gospel Art Picture Kit, 403-62470. 3. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities you want to use. Learning activities. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Pass out paper and crayons and have the children draw pictures of themselves. When they are finished, have them hold up their pictures and ask them which children are real, the ones on paper or the ones holding the papers. Ask them how they know. Explain that just as they are real because they have bodies, Heavenly Father is real, and He has a body. We can see pictures of Heavenly Father, but they are not the real Heavenly Father. The real Heavenly Father has a body of flesh and bones. Jesus Christ looks like Heavenly Father. Ask the children if anyone has ever told them that they look like their parents. Show picture 1-3, Jesus the Christ, and explain that Jesus Christ is Heavenly Father's Son. The Scriptures tell us that Jesus looks like Heavenly Father. Show the Bible and explain John chapter 14, verse 9 to the children. Whom does Jesus look like? Activity. Have the children stand. Help them memorize the first part of the first article of faith. We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. We look like Heavenly Father and Jesus. Explain that because we are spirit children of Heavenly Father, we also look like Him. We have bodies like His. Explain Moses chapter 2, verse 27 to the children. Explain that being created in Heavenly Father's image means that we look like Him. Activity. Have the children take turns looking in the mirror or at another child. Have each child name a part of the body he or she sees, such as arms, legs, eyes, or ears. Explain that Heavenly Father and Jesus also have those body parts. Do you have a body that looks like Heavenly Father's and Jesus' bodies? Explain that we know what Heavenly Father and Jesus look like because some prophets, leaders of the church, have seen Heavenly Father and Jesus and have written about them in the Scriptures. Story. Show picture 1-4, The First Vision. Tell the story of the first vision as found in Joseph Smith History, Chapter 1, verses 14 through 17. How did Joseph Smith know what Heavenly Father and Jesus look like? What kind of bodies do Jesus and Heavenly Father have? Testimony. Bear your testimony of how grateful you are to have a body that was made in Heavenly Father's image. Express gratitude for the many wonderful things your body can do. Enrichment activities. Choose some of these activities to use during the lesson. 1. Have the children stand and say the following activity verse several times, using the actions described. I have a wonderful body. I have a wonderful body. Touch hands to chest. That Heavenly Father planned for me. He gave me ears so I might hear. Cup hand around ear. And eyes that I might see. Point to eyes. I have two hands that I can clap. Clap hands. Two feet that turn around. Turn around. When I want to, I can touch my toes down on the ground. Bend over and touch toes. When I think about my body, put finger to head, the best part of it is, sit down quietly, that Heavenly Father planned it to look very much like His. 2. Help the children sing or say the words to I Have Two Ears, Children's Songbook, page 269, or Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes, Children's Songbook, page 275. Remind the children that Heavenly Father gave us bodies like His, and that these wonderful bodies can do many things. 3. Let the children take turns using picture 1-4, the first vision, to tell the story of the first vision to the rest of the class. 4. Tell the story of Mark and the family activity. Mark's father had died when Mark was a baby. Mark often wondered what his father looked like. He and his mother were going to a family activity where he would visit with his aunts and uncles who had known his father well. As they arrived, Uncle Joe came to greet them. He looked at Mark and said, "I'd know you anywhere. You have eyes like your father's." Aunt Elizabeth said, "You know, Mark, you have a nose just like your father's." Aunt Mary said, "Mark, your smile reminds me of your father's smile." As they were driving home, Mark told his mother, "I had fun today. I learned many things about my father today. I learned that I look like him, and that makes me happy. Now when I look in the mirror, I will remember what he looks like, and I won't forget him." Mark's mother reached over, patted Mark's hand, and said, "With you around, I won't forget him either." Tell the children that just as Mark knew that he looked like his father, even though he could not see him, we know that we look like our Heavenly Father, even though we cannot see Him. Additional activities for younger children. 1. Show picture 1-4, the first vision. Tell a simplified version of the story of the first vision. Emphasize that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ are real people, and they listen to our prayers. 2. Use picture 1-4, the first vision, to show how our bodies are like Heavenly Father's and Jesus' bodies. As you point to a body part on the picture, have the children point to the corresponding part on their own bodies. For example, if you point to Heavenly Father's arm, the children should point to their own arms. 3. Help the children do the actions to the following activity verse as you say the words. Joseph knelt among the trees, kneel down and fold arms, and said a special prayer. Touch fingertip to lips. He saw the Father and the Son. Look up, shading eyes with hand, and listen to them there. Cup hand around ear. 4. Point to your mouth and say, "This is my mouth." Then ask, "Can you show me your mouth?" And help the children point to their own mouths. Ask, "Does Heavenly Father have a mouth?" Repeat 4. Eyes, nose, ears, hands, and feet. Then point to each body part without saying its name and have the children name it. End of Lesson 2, Heavenly Father Has a Body, Primary 1 Manual, I Am a Child of God.